An international partnership of stroke rehabilitation experts committed to developing consensus-based core recommendations with a remit of addressing the issues identified as limiting stroke rehabilitation research in the areas of developing, monitoring, and reporting stroke rehabilitation interventions. Work exploring each of these three areas took place via multiple teleconferences and a two-day meeting in Philadelphia in May of 2016. In total, 15 recommendations were made under the auspice of the Stroke Recovery and Rehabilitation Roundtable Task Force. So recent reviews have demonstrated that the quality of stroke rehabilitation research has continued to improve over the last four decades. However, despite this progress, there are still so many barriers to moving the field forward. Rigorous development, monitoring, and complete reporting of interventions in stroke trials are essential in providing rehabilitation evidence that is robust, meaningful, and implementable. To validate the need for the 15 recommendations, the SRRR group reviewed all stroke rehabilitation trials published in 2015 and found that highlighted was the majority of publications didn't clearly describe how interventions were developed or monitored during the trial. In particular, underreporting of the theoretical rationale for the intervention and the components of the intervention calls into question many interventions that have been evaluated for efficacy. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I was lucky enough to speak to Professor Marion Walker, who took me through the recommendations and the thinking behind the development of these recommendations.
My name is Marion Walker. I'm Professor of Stroke Rehabilitation Research at the University of Nottingham, and I chaired the consensus on the development, monitoring and reporting of stroke rehabilitation research for part of the Stroke Recovery and Rehabilitation Roundtable.
So why was developing and monitoring interventions part or considered part of the roundtable? What makes that important?
We felt our consensus was really important because we were very aware that much in the way of stroke rehabilitation research has lacked some rigor in its methodology and reporting. And that has a significant knock-on on how we can interpret research results and indeed the validity of the research results. So it was important for us to give back to the community the messages, strong messages about the importance of making sure that the development of interventions was done in a sequential a systematic way, and that we carefully monitor our interventions and that we report them so that people picking up the research publications know that it was a robust bit of research and they can decide whether it's rigorous enough for them to implement into clinical practice. So it was really about understanding and communicating to the stroke community around making sure that we get it right in our research methods and in our reporting of research.
In the paper, you mention underreporting of rationale and that's a key area. Could you explain that?
It's hugely important to understand when you develop an intervention what the theoretical and biological rationale is for that intervention. We need to know the mechanisms as to why that intervention may work and may benefit patients in their recovery trajectory. So it's really important that we know the dose of the intervention, really important that we know the rationale for the frequency, how it's delivered, by, you know, delivered by whom, in what setting. Really important that we know how the intervention is supposed to work and in what environments is it supposed to work. And sadly, many publications and much research doesn't describe this theoretical and biological rationale that underpins each intervention. So we are making a plea to the research community to make it absolutely explicit the work that underpins the development of any intervention.
And so are there already some pre-existing frameworks to support people when they're reporting their rationale to make sure that these things are not underreported?
There are several intervention development frameworks. Several exist to help researchers and clinicians actually achieve this. So, for example, there's the behaviour change approach, but perhaps the most commonly used framework is the Medical Research Council framework, the MRC framework for the development and evaluation of complex interventions. And this framework has undergone several iterations over the last few years. It was first published in 2000, and I understand that there's another iteration about to be developed from the 2008 version. So it really looks at taking from the very early phases of theoretical underpinning, looking towards modelling feasibility of an intervention, to trialling it in a larger trial, and then following that on with the implementation of that intervention. So it's a sequential framework, but it doesn't necessarily have to follow in a particular order. As long as each element has been considered, that's the important part.
So when we're talking about frameworks of reporting, and building and developing rationale and the intervention, what does well-developed actually mean in this context?
Well-developed intervention means that that researchers have followed a framework and made absolutely explicit why they are evaluating a particular intervention. So looking at what are the components that make that intervention, the rationale that underpins it, but also that it's clearly explained why the mechanisms would work and why that would benefit individuals in their stroke recovery. And I know from the bit of work that our group did that many, many publications, many researchers don't actually explain in an explicit way the development of the intervention that they're currently evaluating. So does it have a biological mechanism that would lead to a desired outcome? Or what is the theory of change that you would expect to see by delivering that intervention? What is the theory that would result in that specific change in the recovery of the stroke survivor? And I think it's hugely important that the rehabilitation community actually understand what the researchers have done and the principles that they've based their research on.
So if we go a little bit further now, why don't we have a little bit of a chat about what the recommended framework is for interventions and what your recommendations are now going forward with developing interventions and reporting of rationale and maintaining interventions?
So our recommendations draw on recommendations that are already out in the literature. But the consensus group felt that there were some additional ones that had to be made more explicit. So we're recommending that researchers follow a structured framework for the intervention development, that they co-design the research with key stakeholders, but particularly that they incorporate strong patient involvement, that patients are absolutely crucial in helping to design interventions. They have the lived experience of stroke recovery. So it's important that they're involved. That we have a theoretical rationale and that there's a rationale for each component of the intervention. But also important that we understand the context in which the intervention can be delivered. So those are the sort of recommendations around developing the intervention that we think are absolutely crucial in descriptions of research publications going forward.
So we've got these out in the world. These are being used by practitioners out in the field, but they're not, obviously, if they've been brought up again and we're writing another paper encouraging people to use these recommendations, why are they not being used? Why is there not an international sort of level of consistency with the way that we report and develop interventions, or is there?
I think our paper shows that we reviewed all publications in 2015 for stroke rehab. And what we found was that those papers very rarely reported all those dimensions that we are recommending. And it may be that they have published those elements in other subsequent papers, but we feel that there is just a lack of rigor in what's reported. But also we feel that perhaps some researchers, and we're not saying all of them, but some researchers don't actually follow the structure of a framework or clearly understand the theoretical rationale and often jump towards taking an intervention and evaluating it without fully understanding what the mechanisms are that they expect to see the change in the recovery trajectory. So I think that there's an element of getting researchers to think about it before they launch into an evaluation so that their methodology is much more rigorous, but also that they clearly document and report well. People understand that they have gone through those steps. Word limitation might be an issue in publications, as well as a lack of thought around making sure it's included in the publications.
Do you see now the development of these papers and having this consensus globally should actually put more emphasis on people actually using these guidelines with more vigour?
I would really hope that our paper urges researchers to think more clearly in developing their research and act almost like an aid memoir for researchers to think about the elements before they launch into an evaluation of an intervention. I know that we are seeing many stroke rehab interventions that are being shown to be ineffective or neutral results as a result of the evaluation. And what we want to know is, are those accurate results and true results, or is it that we haven't properly done our homework prior to the evaluation? So we hope that our recommendations act as an aid memoir to the research community, but also that they help ensure that the publications are much more meaningful and valid to those who want to take the evidence and implement it into their practice. So thereby having a big impact on patient benefit. That's ultimately what we want to achieve.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Professor Marion Walker from the University of Nottingham. Professor Walker has been involved in the Stroke Recovery and Rehabilitation Roundtable Task Force. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.